Now, there was something tied to me coming up here today. I get to at least teach 15 minutes from the Word of God. Whenever I'm in front of a microphone, in front of people, I love the Word of God, but I'll pass for today. But let us continue our great singing. Page 186, please. 186, first and last stanza.
Also are thankful for those who are in the internet and those who are in the radio broadcast who worship with us also. And some of them are very steady. Every Sunday are there making the church a large, very enormous. And we have no idea of how many, and we are glad. But in one sense, Father, we pray also that the word of God and the praises of God from the choir, the songs of the congregation, will bless their heart. Lord, our heart is heavy because Leroy Franson, a man who was in this church for 10 years with his family, Lord, he went to be with you, a very patriarch of the family, a very man of integrity, love, and compassion, a man who loved his family and loved children. So we, Lord, pray for the family, for all the children, and we pray for his wife who has Alzheimer's, that somewhere she will be taken care in her heart, even though maybe she recognized what happened is heavy. Father, we pray that your compassion, your tender mercy be upon her life. Lord, we have some people who need your attention. Our own brother Greg with a cough that doesn't go away, diagnosis unknown. And so, Father, we pray for his healing, your healing power upon his life. We pray for Donald McDowell as he has just a biopsy, and the results will be given, and the proper measure will be taken. And Father, we pray also for him and for Aunt Toretto, who is at home. Thank you, Father, for our missionaries who are there in the mission field broadcasting the gospel to people. Carol and Ruth Knott with a book making in Seville, Spain. Eusebio Maritza Perez, we had the pleasure to have them on last December. And Father, we know that they are working hard in Benalmadena, Spain. Giovanni and Barbara Vendano in Guatemala and Central America. And Martha Peretti in Buenos Aires with the drug addicts, and she had an open door to share the gospel with them. And Jose and Diane Avila across South America, putting that the young people and people in need in touch with the Lord. And Father, the informed choice, our own wonderful mission to those who are in need and here in Gilroy. Daniel and Miriam Lacey, as Daniel goes into the racetracks for coaching the people and praying with them. And then from Fred and Carol Lewis in Portland in the School of Missionaries. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us to have actual physical people in different fields in the ministry. We thank you, Lord, that you provide for us. You're a wonderful God. You're a tender God and a faithful God. We never fail in 32 years to send offerings to the missionaries. Lord, everything run as you plan for us, and we thank you, and thank you, Lord, for your provision. We thank you for your people who give with sacrifice, and so we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. Amen.
provided in the pew. Please turn to page 1057. We will be reading Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 20. Please stand now for the reading of God's word. Matthew 16, chapter 16, verses 13 through 20. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious, loving Father, we thank you for your very word recorded for us in the Scriptures, which we know was entirely inspired by the Holy Spirit and without error. We thank you for the gift of faith leading to our trust in the truth of Scripture, without which it would be impossible to please you. By faith, we also can proclaim with certainty with Peter that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you, Father, that by your grace we trust the Lord Jesus Christ alone for having saved us, taking our sins upon himself and shedding his blood for our sins. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him, we pray, as he comes to preach the word, so that many may know your boundless love. In Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen. Please receive your word.